Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story's been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way, and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 3rd of November, 2022. But until then, there's this. Number 10. Not your ordinary village bike. So here's a question. What do you like and what do you love? I like cheese on toast. Whereas I love beans on toast. I can't begin to tell you how much I love beans on toast. I love the combo of hot buttered bread slathered with an orange orgy of slutty little beans all mingling and fondling each other in a sea of tomatoey love. There, I said it. Call me a weirdo, but I love beans on toast. But do I want to shag them? Hell no. I'm not a pervert. Baked beans are clearly labelled as a foodstuff, not a sexual partner. Hence you won't find them in Tesco's down the food I want to bang aisle. Although, I wouldn't blame you if you did. So what I want to make very clear is I have never taken a tin of beans out on a date, bought it flowers, whispered sweet nothings into its beany little ear like, "Ooh yeah, baby, we're gonna make sweet, sweet caracoles together, ooh." Or even, "Get your drizzle on my chin, you beany little bitch." As I slip on some Barry White, pop open some champers, and me and my dreamy little bean machine hop into a king-sized bed for a night of sticky orange ecstasy. Oh, yeah! I got Heinz on my mind. You see? It's that fine line between liking things and loving things. It's just so damn confusing. It's like bikes. It's okay to like your bike. Why shouldn't you? It's handy, it's fun, it's cost-effective, and it gets you from A to B without polluting the environment. I have a bike, and I ride it every day. But do I love my bike? No. I may be a beanophile, but I'm not a bikersexualist. Those people are just disgusting. And they should be locked up with all the other weirdos who look at all the slim lines of a rally team banana with its frame all slippery and smooth like a big yellow cock as they think, I'd like to have a piece of that. And I don't mean the rider. Am I right? Bikes. They're just so sexy. I mean, it's like when you go into Halfords and they just hang there on their stands, all silent and aloof, playing hard to get. It's like they don't want you pressing your hot ass on their seats. Like they're gagging for their tyres to be pumped up till they're hard to the touch. and like they don't want you to take them up the filthiest back alley you know and make them all mucky on a ride which leaves them all sweaty. Ooh. You see how easy it is to confuse liking your bike and loving your bike? It's impossible, right? Especially if it's a slutty little village bike who everyone's had a ride on. Which brings us to today's story. Back in 2007, 51-year-old Robert Stewart from Ayr in Scotland had been living at the Aberley House Hostel in Ayr since October 2006. It may surprise you to know that Robert was single, and one day, having had a little bit to drink, he was feeling lonely. Around him were his worldly possessions, which he liked and he loved, including a radio, his clothes, a few books, and his bike. Sadly, I don't know what make it was, but I bet it was a right goer. Anyway, one thing led to another, the sun was setting, the mood was right. He'd probably lit a fragrant candle. His bike was looking at him in a come-hither way. And the next thing you know, he'd stripped down to his t-shirt and was making sweet, sweet love to his beloved bike. Ooh, yeah! The love shack was a-rocking, as Robert gave his bike a damn good doinking, treating that shiny little bitch to some serious slidey pump-pump. Oh, yeah! That was until some rather rude cleaners who claimed they wanted to clean his room. They knocked on his door, which he didn't hear as he was focused on his vinegar strokes. They then unlocked it, which he didn't hear as he was probably about to make his O face. And they opened the door to find a fat, sweating man hunched over his bike, giving it a good what for being dead dirty. Oh, yeah! Robert Stewart was arrested, and although he denied the offence, claiming it was a misunderstanding, he was put on the sex offenders register and sentenced to 3 years probation. I mean, what kind of a world are we living in when a man with very normal needs can't have consensual sex with his bike, his very attractive, very sexy, very horn... Oh dear. Shouldn't think about bikes anymore. Ooh. Maybe move on to pedalos. Anyone got a cigarette? The Daily Inch returns next week. And of course, your regular episodes of Murder Mile return on Thursday the 3rd of November, or 3 days earlier via Patreon. Thank you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.